Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Las Vegas is now in our monsoon season. It usually begins in late June, lasts through September. During these months, Las Vegas residents typically experience heavy flooding, steady downpours of rain, and heavy winds. While weather issues may not be the most scintillating of topics for a commentary, there are specific reasons to talk about monsoons and to be aware of the potential dangers connected with this weather phenomenon. Now, to do this, let me share my experience of encountering my first monsoon. My radio career in Las Vegas began on June 29, 1999. Prior to this, I had lived almost all my life in California, where we experienced various weather warnings. Every once in a while, there were flash flood warnings broadcast on radio and television. However, the flash flood warnings never seemed to manifest. So after a while, when these flash flood warnings were announced, we just began to ignore them. After a lifetime of ignoring these flash flood warnings, it's understandable that these emergency announcements might be ignored regardless of the locale where you're at. On the morning of July 8th of 1999, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh as I was driving to an appointment at Charleston in Decatur. An emergency notification came on the radio to warn about an imminent flash flood warning. I'm sure a lot of people heard this emergency broadcast, but many have figured, as I did, that a warning such as this was just that, a warning and nothing more. For those who lived in the southern Nevada Valley for some time, they may have taken heed. But for those of us who were new to the valley, it was really the same old, same old. By the time I left the restaurant at the corner of Charleston and Decatur, the entire intersection was flooded and water was gushing eastward from the mountains in the west. Cars were having a hard time crossing the intersection. I managed to squeeze out onto southbound Decatur, and at that point, the waters continued to rise. As I approached the intersection of Decatur and O'Bannon, I noticed cars floating in the intersection. Cars were also floating in what was supposed to be a parking lot for a strip mall at the southeastern part of the intersection. Water had risen up to several feet in the strip mall. I carefully continued southbound on Decatur with my left foot partially on the brake pedal to prevent the brakes from flooding. A huge pickup truck careened by my small car, splashing water over my entire car. Now, for a moment, I thought that I might flood and be stuck in the car. However, despite the show-off in the pickup, my car continued to sputter until a few hundred yards from Sahara. Ironically, when I reached the corner of Decatur and Sahara, there was no rain and no water gushing eastward on Sahara. This was also my introduction into microclimates. What might be going on a mile or two away might not be happening wherever you're at. I only tell this story for the many people who have moved here in the last 20 years and who may have grown up with so-called flash flood warnings. There were people who died on July 8th of 1999 in what was labeled the 100-year flood. We have since built holding basins to prevent the flooding we experienced on that July day 20 years ago. But the warning to all is, if in Las Vegas you hear an announcement about a flash flood warning, heed the call. And if you see a flooded intersection or roadway, remember to heed another call. Turn around, don't drown. Monsoons and the dangers they pose are real in Southern Nevada. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.